Moldova's nights get darker and colder, with power saving all over the country. And now the energy crisis is compounded by another power source being reduced or cut. It's from this hydroelectric plant in the disputed territory of Transnistria. Russian forces have been here since separatists took control more than 30 years ago. This soldier crosses into Moldovan territory asking for ID documents.
We have an army on our territory for more than 30 years. And we have a frozen conflict where the Russians are also part of it. And when you see that the rockets, Russian missiles, are flying above our territory and parts of them are falling on our villages, then of course you are feeling threatened in this situation.
And there are frequent reminders of Russian influence here. Even though the government says these pro-Russian demonstrations are orchestrated by an exiled oligarch. Most people support the government in looking to the West, but Moldova isn't in NATO or the European Union, and its collapsed economy is getting even weaker. The people of Moldova are finding it harder than ever to get by. Inflation right now stands at 30%. No surprise then that the population of 2.5 million is shrinking at one of the fastest rates in the world as more and more young people move overseas to find work. Anishwara Pisica's plight shows what so many Moldovan families are up against. Her husband has cut two trees down to provide enough warmth for one room. The gas heating is switched off. They can't afford it. Now Anishwara is alone with her children. Her husband had to fly to Germany a few days ago to find work.
Honestly, I never thought life would bring us to the point where we have to live apart. Our house feels so sad now.
Anishwara will have to live with insecurity unless she and her family leave their homeland. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Chisinau, Moldova.